we left off yesterday, we were discussing a four-way stereo. Two gemaras in one direction, two gemaras in another direction, about whether the dinim of kimmel v'graminei apply when you have nisa l'zeh v'malan l'zeh. So we have two gemaras in Sanhedrin that said explicitly that the dinim of kimmel v'graminei are suspended, they don't apply under those circumstances. We had gemaras later on in Sanhedrin, we had a gemara b'la kama that seems to say fakir. So we began yesterday just to present the Rivam's understanding of the sugya. We didn't even get anywhere near Rabbeinu Tam yet. But the Rivam says the basic answer is as follows, that there is a klal called Misa Zemel Azeh not being covered by Kimmel V'Draminei. The only thing is that whenever you're dealing with a case of Rodef, that automatically is considered to be Misa L'Chol Oilem. Since there's a din of Rodef, it's Nitan L'Tzil B'Nafsha, a day Kol Echad, so that's automatically called like a Mechuy of Misa L'Chol Echad B'Yechad. And any moment that you cause become nischayef to in the process will be covered by that Kimmel V'Draminei. That was the yisod of the Rivam. So that idea that according to the Rivam, that which the Rivam said, that everything, the entire sugya, revolves around Rodef. It's only Rodef that creates a chiyuv nefech l'chol ha'olam, which is so necessary for Kimmel V'Draminei to kick in. So that was very easy to understand in the Gemara at the end of Sanhedrin, because the Gemara there was talking about Rodef. But in the Gemara Bava Kama became much more questionable, because there is no mention of the word Rodef in the entire sugya in Bava Kama. Oh, until we discovered the Rashba. The Rashba forced us, for totally tangential reasons, totally different reasons, nothing to do with the Rivam. The Rashba forced us to reinterpret the Gemara Bava Kama as talking about Rodef. What was that Gemara Bava Kama all about? So the Gemara, we have the whole background, Rabbi Yechiel, Shalach, etc. The Gemara gave an Okimta of Kamba V'Draminei according to Reish Lakish, because it hits his Bukufa Shalevet. So the person put the coal on the Evet's body, and then 10 minutes later, the grain, the field burns down. So the Gemara applies Kimmel V'Draminei. In fact, the Rashba, what's like Kimmel V'Draminei? It's not for Vasachas. The Chiyum Misa preceded the Chiyum Mammon by many, many minutes. So comes the Rashba and says, no, you got it all wrong. It's not the Chiyum Misa of Raydef, that's the Pote. Yeah? I'm sorry, oh, killed it. No, you got a good line. Yeah, that really wasn't meant. Killed the kill on earth. Anyone didn't catch that. That was a double pun. So it's not the din of Ritzech that Pata's the Mammon. It's the din of Raydef that Pata's the Mammon. So you have a whole new take on the sugya. At the putting of the burning coal in the Eved, you happen to be a Ritzach. Whether you are a Ritzach, it doesn't bother me whether you're a Ritzach. What really bothers me is that you're a Raydef. The Bistar Raydef. Oh, you're a Raydef. Now you remain in that state of Redifus. You remain in that state of being a Raydef, a Chalashem, a Raydef, until either you're stopping a Raydef or until the guy succumbs, until the person dies. In the interim of that time, says the Rashba, the Evet's still alive. We don't want that Evet to die too fast. The Evet dies too fast, and that's going to be Ois Redef. So the Evet is still holding in there. He's hanging on for dear life until the Gaddish goes up in flames. Oh, once the Gaddish goes up in flames, then the Evet's up. Thus is Kibbutz Draminei. That's Hitzis Begush Shalev. You have to be a Rashba. You know, you have such creativity, such imagination to read this into the Gemara that, I don't mean imagination in a bad way, but this is a very creative shot. That Hitzis Begush Shalev is a Redef, and that's what enables us to kick in Kibbutz Draminei in effect similar to the Rivam's shot.
Yeah,
for sure.
That means you're
Rodef that whole month. So Dr. Berman is asking the bomb cash against his Rashba. Dr. Berman is asking, I'm going to tell you what he's asking, okay? He's asking as follows. I understand. Let's figure out what's going on over here. And I don't want to be too gory in my picture, so we'll just kind of draw little stick figures over here. Probably couldn't do much better than that anyway. So here, he's the mean guy, all right? This guy's mean, all right? He's a bad guy, all right? You have this Eved. Can't tell the difference. But his hands are tied up. He's cuffless, all right? So he can't budge. The guy puts puts the barbecue coal right here, smoking coal, onto the Gufa Shel Eved, all right? That's what happens over here, all right? Now, what happens after that? So this guy, he's Tevach, Nebuch, he's suffering from his Nebuch dying. Where is he? Where'd he go? I don't know where he went. He went to another Perek of Bava Kama. There were more problems. I don't know what he did. He now is digging up a hole in the fifth Perek of Bava Kama. Whatever he's doing, he's not with sugar now. Okay, good. So he left. All right? He's dying. And the coal spread. Right? Because he got this whole big pile of grain. Can't you see, right? Big pile of grain over here. The fire spread. And this goes up in smoke. And if this goes up in smoke, then, back to Yevamah's days, then he dies. And thus is Kibbutz V'Draminei. And it's Avakasha. Yes, Dr. Berman. If this is what you were asking or not, I'm going to ask the cashes. I don't know. this guy is nowhere here anymore. He's scooted out. He's causing more problems than other sugyas. He's a Rashi Marush. He's gone. What's happening? There's another guy over here who's a big tzaddik, right? He's going to save the day. He's going to be the matzil, right? He's going to be the one who's going to be, he's going to take care of this right day. So he goes ahead and he says, he opens up Parshas Mishpatim. He read this week's Parsha in Bamach Teres. He reads the Parsha Bashki Seitze, V'yei Mashiach. He's about to come and be Mashiach. And he shoots this guy over here, who's again digging a hole in the fifth Pekel Babakam. Can someone explain to me how in the world the taking out of this guy is going to help the medical care for this guy? I mean, it may make him a little happier, but, you know, got his avenged his blood. But it's not going to help him. So what's for Redif is that? What kind of a Redif is that? It's not a Redif anymore. The Redif is over. He's in this long state, as Dr. Berman, I guess from the medical perspective, you know, illustrated so well. A guy hurts somebody. The guy goes into a coma. He's in a coma for 15 years. So for 15 years, the guy's a Redif. If and when the guy succumbs to his wounds, then the person's killed after a tzech. How do you know that, then? This week's parasha, v'nikoh ha'makeh, right? Rashi and Chumash. Im yakum v'salech v'chutz ha'mishanta v'nikoh ha'makeh. So Rashi says, v'chital al daidchash, is the holich v'zim eis. This Rashi, al chumshin show, you have to lock him up. Putting someone in jail is never punishment in halacha. We have to put the guy into jail here because we don't know what to do with him. We can't let the potential rotzeach run around. So we're going to lock him up, but to call him a reidif for those 15 years is absurd. So the Rashi was takapella. Why is he still called a reidif over here? He did what he had to do already. He put the coal under. If he's about to put the coal onto the evidence, someone shoots him, that's not the din of reidif. But for the Rashi, that's not enough. For the Rashi, we can't isolate that moment. We have to make him an ongoing reidif to the point of the Sreifas HaGodesh. At the time of the Sreifas HaGodesh, the reidif is over. That's Taka Kasha. That's a good Kasha. I don't know the answer to that Kasha. I'll tell you, I didn't know the answer last year. I don't know the answer this year either. Did we ask the Kasha last year? Mm-hmm. Probably did. Probably did.
Just wondering, we talked about yesterday the Hakir between, like, is it just Hatzelus and Fashas?
Oh, so you want to tell me the answer to the Kasha. You want to tell me that Zeman Fanda as an Einish. That's what you want to say, right? But I have a problem with that. I'll tell you why. It's only an Onesh when he's still involved in an active Rav. Once the Redif is over, so then he's Onesh. So
it's either Chitz or Mamono. It's still him in the action.
No, it's not him in the action. It's not him. First of all, Chitz or Mamono, that's the bad thing here. Because it's not Chitz or Mamono. This is Rotzeach B'Yadayim. This is Dr. Berbzi. He stabbed the guy, and now the person's now we're waiting for the next 20 years to see whether he's going to die or not. So he's a Rodev still. The guy's laying in the hospital room. He's still the stabber, still a Rodev. He's a potential Rotzeach. If and when the victim succumbs to the injury, so then he becomes labeled Rilom of Prayer as a Rotzeach. If not, then he's not a Rotzeach. He's not a Rodev. So Takapel, I don't know the answer to that question. He's all yesterday, she wouldn't even start Shia. Yeah, okay, why not? We're still waiting for the video team, yeah.
Also, doesn't the din of Yachal Atzimu imply that it can't be an Onish?
Oh, so you're asking a bomb kasha. How can it be an Onish? No, that's fakir. You're bringing a raya for what I'm saying. It's an Onish. Kozman does din rodif on you. It's Efshal Atzimu Yachal Rav, there's Nishkin Rodif. It's only called a rodif when it's Efshal Atzimu Yachal Rav.
Sorry.
It starts as Atzola, but there's an element of Onish in it also.
So that guy who is somewhere else right now, after he...
It's ain lecha evshel atzil biyachem evarav godom izeh. That's better than evshel atzil biyachem evarav. Right? You are shooting the burner. It doesn't help kihuzeh, the victim.
So what would you have to do?
You have to do bring up the base and kill him also atzeh. Also Dave. So we don't all of us understand the Rashi. We're all in the same boat. We don't understand the Rashi. Okay, it's all the same. We don't understand the Rashi.
It's possible he's holding the coal against him the whole time.
He's constantly being made betziso. That hochamah iskid is being matzis the ever the whole time as the fire is spreading. So he's an ongoing rodef. Maybe. It doesn't sound that way. It doesn't sound that way, but maybe you have to say that. So betzios teretz. So there's a betzios teretz. So the right teretz. Maybe. Okay, but so yeah. I think you guys got so excited about this case. Must be the illustration.
How do we define it?
How do we define it? What do you mean? Rodef, you have to somebody in the process of trying to kill somebody. That's called the Rodef.
But he left. He tried to.
That's what we're saying. That was Akasha. So he's Nishkin Rodef. That was exactly your Machavin to my Akasha.
also, we're just asking the Gemara why it's cold.
We're asking on the Gemara never said the word Radif. The Rashba said the word Radif. Yeah. Unless what you're saying is correct, that he's still ongoing in the act of Radif. He's still holding the coal. Maybe. Maybe, I don't know. Okay, everybody, so I get it back to our story. So at least we have a working shot. Yeah, we have difficulties with the Rashba, but Beinenu, we're not really learning Baba Kam Duchabez. We're really learning the Rivam in our Sugya. And we're invoking the Rashba just to make sense of the Rivam's teretz, at least vis-a-vis the Gemara Baba Kam Kodesh. Rabbi says, we said at the end of the Shia yesterday, Rivam's Mahalach in the Sugya of Nisa Zimam Lazeh is only as true as the Rashba's Pshat is. If the Rashba's Pshat fails in Baba Kam Duchabez, then the Rivam's Pshat is also going to fail. Because unless you're able to superimpose the word Rodef into Baba Kama Chabez, then there's no way to uphold the Pshat of the Rivam. So I know for a fact that the Rishonim disagree with the Rashba. Not just because we have 20 guys who are asking kashas. I know with certainty that the Rishonim do not learn the Gemara Baba Kama like the Rashba. I'll tell you who I know for sure. Those who were with us last year should remember the Tezer Rush. Rings the bell? Everyone saw the Marma Kermes? Tezer Rush. But in order to understand the Tezer Rush, we have to learn another Gemara Baba Kama. You have to get the perspective of the sugya. So you have to go all the way back to one of our favorites from last year. Everything's our favorites. But one of our favorites for sure was the sugyas of Tevech Mocher. Right? Gan of a Tavach, those were this. You know, we were so excited, you would have thought we were learning Merubah last year. Gan of a Tavach. So the Mishnah says, in Maseches Bavakam, going back to what we mentioned yesterday, a good example of this is really Chumash this week, a good example of Kimon Draminei, is a guy steals an animal on Tuesday, so he's taking a chayv, he's chayv carrying, he's chayv kefil, he's a ganav, and then he shechts it on Shabbos. Ganav, v'tavach v'shabbos, he's potter from paying the heir the dal of the hay. Why is that? Simple kumad ramine, simultaneous to his being chayv for Shabbos, he's chayv for the dal of the hay, kumad ramine kicks in, it's a fair mission of a kan. But the Mishnah says, what if a person is ganav u'machar b'shabbos? What would you say about that? A person steals on Tuesday and then he sells the animal on Shabbos. What would you say? Mishnah says what? What's Mishnah saying? It's chayav. Why? Because mechira, although that's a bad thing to do on Shabbos, it's not a nisa d'oraisa. It's not a nisa skila for sure. Now, why can't you do mechira on Shabbos? What's so gefil? What's so terrible about doing a mechira? Why can't you sell an animal on Shabbos? This is a throwback to 2 years ago. So 2 days in Rashi. What's wrong with selling things on Shabbos? Either it's a gzeri shem yichtov, that's one Rashi. What's the other Rashi? And so it's chavtzucha b'davidava based on pesukim yishayel. Just business in of itself is problematic, even if it's not going to lead to ksiva. So 2 days in Rashi, we remember Sechah Shabbos. We spent a lot of time on this, but one thing for sure, skilat's not, chiyamisa's not. Don't weigh no shaila. You're not chayv skilat for this. Okay, good. So far, so good. So comes the Mishnah and says, Gonav v'tavach v'shabbos potter, Gonav v'mocha v'shabbos is chayev. Just parenthetically, what else do you see from this Mishnah, just as an aside? Gonav v'mocha v'shabbos is chayev. What do you see? That the Mechira was what? What's chal? What do you see from here? That if I sell you something on Shabbos, even though I wasn't supposed to, it's still chal b'diyavid. Why would one, maybe, what halachic principle would one possibly have invoked? What possible halachic reason would one have thought maybe the Mechira is not chal altogether if it's not on Shabbos? When I do something that the Torah says not to do, can I create a chalos against the Ratzon HaTorah? I could do things, I could eat a cheeseburger against the Ratzon HaTorah, I could do a mice against the Ratzon HaTorah, but can I create a chalos against the Ratzon HaTorah? Or do I say, it doesn't work, it's not even chabadi yavit, machalik zibayin rava. So one could have thought that maybe, since the halacha prohibits doing the mechira and Shabbos, maybe part of that halacha dictates that the mechira is not even chal. So kamash will on this mission that it's not true. The Rishonim remember died from this mission, it's not true. Because if the mechira wouldn't be chal, then what would you not have been chayev? So zemun for the mechira is chal. So why is the mechira chal? So what happened to kol milsa mechalo savlo mahani? So there are a few eights out. So what are some eights out? Maybe it's only the Rabbanan, maybe the cloud doesn't apply to the Rabbanan, or maybe some Hilchos Shabbos is different. I give you a half dozen reasons why it doesn't apply. When you learn Tamura Dav Zayin, so that's when you have to talk about this. Who learns Tamura Dav Zayin? It's a good daf to learn when? When you're engaged, it's a good daf to learn, okay? To keep you through the whole engagement. That's what I learned. I started, I got engaged, I was in Tamura Dav Zayin. I went to the Chuppah, I was still in Tamura Dav Zayin. It's a long, long, long daf. Okay, good. So the voice I, and the real Sugya Biyav is really the end of the Sugya. So Rabbi said, getting back to the story. It wasn't such a long engagement either. So Rabbi said, comes to Gemara and quotes a startling brisa. Notwithstanding what it says in the Mishnah, the gun of a Mach B'Shabbos is Chayav, V'hatani Potur. There's a brisa that says it's Potur. So the Maroim start scrambling, Gavald, Potter, what's a Potter for? Where's the Kibbutz Ramadan? Where's the Chiv Skila? What? So the Amorim go to town to try to give you no Kimtei Chitimtza, that a guy sold something, not Shech, but sold something, and the process of selling violated Nisa Skila of Chil Shabbos. You need creativity beyond creativity to figure this one out. So the Gemara tried one approach, and another approach, and this is the approach we're going to deal with. One of the many several kippahs in the Gemara is the following crazy, wild, cuckoo scenario to try to figure out. I need a case. I'm searching for a case because the Mishnah tells us the starting point is gun of a macha b'shabbos is chayiv because there's no skila. But v'hatani potter, the Bryce is talking about hachamayas skila. Listen to this one, okay? Who remembers? It was one of our best pictures ever. What? The guy tossing the. Right, tossing the cow over the fence, okay? I don't know if I can even replicate this one from last year, okay? But here, the Gemara says as follows. The Omalai, Zuraik, Gidei Vesecha Lechatzeri, Fetik Gidei Vesecha. So you have two guys here, right? One guy is a Ganav. We have to draw him. How are we going to make him a Ganav? What are we going to do? Give him a hat? Make a mask over him, right? Looks like a bandit. Either he's wearing glasses or looks like a Billy the Kid, all right? So he's a bad guy, all right? He stole an animal. Looks like that was somebody, professor. Or, and he's trying to sell this animal to this guy over here, all right? It's Shabbos, all right? So this guy is, we're making Shabbos, so we'll... I don't know if it's you know, he's not a nice guy. He's been colored when I got him. And I don't want to do anything people are going to think I'm condoning neighbors or anything. I'm a tie. You know, I can hold back just close it for a second.